Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Meet your new Supreme Court judge, Ketanji Jackson. In every single case involving child pornography, Judge Ketanji Jackson has been lenient and openly sympathetic with the perpetrators of child rape pornography. Christopher Michael Downs openly bragged about molesting his 13-year-old cousin. He was arrested for trading videos of child rape, including children as young as 2 years old. Judge Jackson gave him the absolute bare minimum sentence. Ryan Manning Cooper was arrested for having more than 600 images involving the rape and torture of children, including infants and toddlers, which is why the prosecutors made it clear that the case was on the more egregious or extreme spectrum. But Judge Jackson disagreed and ruled that distributing images of infants and toddlers being raped is not especially egregious. Wesley Keith Hawkins posted videos of 11-year-old boys being raped by men. Jackson only gave him 3 months, sent him to a low-security prison, arranged for special protections, and apologized to him, telling him that she feels so sorry for him and his family and for the anguish that this has caused all of them. In explaining her light sentence, Judge Jackson argued for the child pornographer's future potential. 6 years later, he was arrested again for distributing child rape porn, and Jackson resentenced him to only 6 months in a residential reentry center. Neil Alexander Stewart was arrested with hundreds of images and videos of child rape while trying to procure children between the ages of 5 and 11 to rape them. Judge Jackson admitted that the felon was likely to reoffend, but still gave a light sentence, arguing that the current recommendations for child sex offenders is outdated and substantially flawed. 3 years later, Stewart reoffended. This is how Judge Jackson got her start. In 2009, President Obama nominated her to vice chair the U.S. Sentencing Commission, where she helped weaken federal sentencing policy for child pornographers by arguing that child pornographers are not pedophiles, which is similar to how Hillary Clinton got her start when she defended a group of men who violently gang-raped a child and later joked how she knew they were guilty. It's also very interesting that when the biggest pedophile scandal in history broke, Judge Jackson was there. After WikiLeaks released the Podesta emails, millions of people were asking questions about a strange coded language being used between President Obama, Hillary Clinton, and their friends. A code that seemed to reflect what the FBI says is secret code for pedophiles. The whole sordid mess became known as Pizzagate, and when the feds' cleanup operation ended up in the courts, Judge Ketanji Jackson was there to help tidy it all up. I'm sure this is all just a coincidence. Just like it was a coincidence that the world's most infamous pedophile blackmail artist killed himself in jail while the guards were surfing the internet. And just like it's a coincidence that Congress has paid out millions of dollars in court settlements that involve sexual assault. In some parallel universe, there may be an Earth that protects its children from pedophiles and other child predators. But not this one. On this Earth, we pay them taxes and sacrifice our children to them. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to fund our operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The title of this session, Are We Ready for a New World Order?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, April 6th. The year is 2022, and we have very important developments concerning the globalist plan to relaunch the COVID-19 lockdowns. We're about to lay that out in a moment. Again, thank you for joining us. Paul Joseph Watson, Owen Schroyer, and others will be taking over here in just a few minutes. Front and center, if we don't identify the globalists and the corporate crime syndicate as enemies of humanity, and if we don't address the fact that they are the ones on record orchestrating the engineered collapse of industrial civilization, then we have no hope. The good news is, as you've seen around the world with elections, and with our own Congress beginning to talk about it, the world is awakening to the real threat. The question is, will we wake up fast enough to reverse this? Front and center for them is to demonize and attack anyone that talks about this. I am here in Connecticut with the whole Democratic Party-funded run, anti-free speech, anti-gun, Sandy Hook charade that's going on with their attempts to demonize me and set the precedent to ban everybody's speech. And the first thing they brought up was, you believe in a new world order. You believe in one world government. You believe in an armed overthrow of the new world order. So again, they're trying to demonize me as a terrorist who opposes the one world government that doesn't exist at the same time, because the New York Times says so, even though just last week Klaus Schwab had their big event in Dubai titled World Government Conference, and edit Schwab and Harari and all the rest of the same cast of characters, James Bond villains, said the post-human world is here and that the world economy is collapsing, but don't worry, they're going to build a new green system on its ashes, build back better. And Buttigieg came out and said the same thing here in the U.S. But that's okay, because, again, they're allowed to push world government, corporate world government. We're just not allowed to oppose it. When we talk about it, we're crazy and violent, and it doesn't exist. That's gaslighting. That's brainwashing. So here's this former federal prosecutor who's prosecuting the First Amendment and all of our freedoms. In the first 20 minutes, he spent hammering me for believing in an imaginary new world order and global government, and that I want to be violent and overthrow people, which goes to the whole January 6th narrative and how they're trying to brand any political opposition as violent to what they're doing, but all the Democrat violence is mostly peaceful. And Kamala Harris bailing out rioters and looters and people trying to burn down the federal courthouse in Oregon, there in Portland, that's all okay as well. Now, I'm going to segue out of that. I'm just pointing out how we have global government up here, and we have their prosecutors now with lawfare trying to shut down our free speech at the grassroots level. And that's so we cannot oppose the worldwide biomedical tyranny that is the basis of the world ID, the World Social Credit Score, the world carbon tax that they admit is now being rolled out on a planetary scale under the auspices of the vaccine passport. So there's a big article from Zero Hedge up on Infowars.com, and I'm a Zero Hedge fan, but sometimes they have articles that are quite frankly establishment. And so I saw this story pop up on our site today, and I just wanted to respond to it, because really what it should say is China and the globalists roll out the next phase of COVID hysteria ahead of new lockdowns. And we know Fauci and Gates and others have said, oh, look in the fall for it to be back at new lockdowns. The head health minister in Canada came out a month ago and again yesterday, said the same thing. So they're clearly pre-programming and preparing everyone for this. And the last time, 26 months ago, they started the hysteria in China. And now they're doing it again, and Xi is working closely with Bill Gates, the globalist on record, to coordinate and choreograph this whole rollout. So the Zero Hedge article is like, oh, Xi's having trouble. He tried to save everybody from the COVID, but it just got out of control. His martial law didn't work. What is he going to do? He's not going to be able to have a zero COVID policy now. When it's acting like he failed with martial law and failed with people kneeling and being scanned and failed with the robots and drones flying around and failed with people being welded into their homes and electric fences being put up around their houses so they couldn't get out. All this dystopic martial law rollout for China and the world is not a failure of Xi. It's showing them the pretext and the excuse and showing the world how the police state's supposed to work, with all of our media pointing at it and saying, look, that's what we need here. That's what they do in communist China. That's what they do in authoritarian Australia. But it's all part of the Build Back Better Davos group, globalist cult that's coordinating this whole thing with China. So President Xi faces an impossible dilemma in Shanghai as COVID outbreak worsens. Despite the COVID lockdown, in the span of just over a week, the CCP authorities have gone from denying plans for a citywide lockdown of Shanghai to announcing what was supposed to be a two-part staggered lockdown to simply locking down the entire city and sitting in the military and a contingent of medical workers as locals accuse the government of violating its social compact to put the people's interests first. Now the entire city of roughly 26 million faces, what's already shaping up to be the most punishing lockdowns in China since the original three-month Wuhan lockdown. Nightmare. And then it just goes on that they've got 9,000 asymptomatic cases, meaning they're not even sick, but we just have to have the image, like out of a zombie apocalypse, of thousands of government vans going in into huge identical tower blocks and taking everyone to giant garbage rat-filled quarantine centers. I mean, this is dystopic garbage, because Xi is getting ready for the global financial collapse that they are orchestrating to bring in the new global currency that is programmable tokens. And he's working in concert with the Davos group, with Bill Gates, and the most hardcore group inside the New World Order. This is their exact plan. And that's why they want us off air, because they know we're raising the alarm, and a lot of thought leaders are listening to us and checking out what we're saying and learning it's true. So let's not buy in to this new, oh my gosh, there's a lockdown in China. Oh, there's a new variant of Delta. It's coming out. Let's hammer that it came out of a lab with Fauci and the Chinese and Gates and Daszak, that it is weaponized, that they did release it, and now they've given us a vaccine that creates the same thing on our body and erases our immune system so that future viruses can kill us much, much easier. That is what's happening, is martial law through the medical system, a biomedical tyranny. We're going to go to break. Your guest hosts are going to take back over. I want to thank you all for your support, and I want to encourage you to be more vocal than you've ever been now, because this is the season of awakening. This is the season when the globalists are making their move against humanity, and people are really receptive to the truth right now. So don't let them gaslight you. Don't let them tell you that there's not a new world order, not a global government, while they also announce it out of the other side of their mouth. Call them out on it and just move forward and keep raising the alarm in a peaceful way, Paul Revere's. God bless and good luck.
So far, it's corporations and governments collecting data about where we go, who we meet, what movies we watch. The next phase is the surveillance going under our skin. Whole idea that humans have, you know, this, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will, that's over. We have the technology to hack human beings on a massive scale. New surveillance technologies that are now deployed just to deal with this coronavirus outbreak. When it's over, some governments may say, yes, but there is a second wave of corona coming, so we have to be prepared. And there is Ebola, and there is also regular flu. Why not protect people against that too, with this new surveillance system? So the tendency would be to prolong it indefinitely. Also, it's the moment when surveillance goes really under the skin. Governments are now not just interested in where we go and who we meet, but even in what's happening inside our bodies.
And now is a time when things are shifting. There's going to be a new world order out there. And we've got to lead it. And we've got to unite the rest of the free world in doing it.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Think you'd see the day. Elon Musk is now the largest individual shareholder of Twitter, and today he was appointed to the board of directors.
Yes! Get him!
All this just days after Musk said Twitter's failure to uphold free speech fundamentally undermines democracy. All the right people are fuming.
A prominent transphobe buying a large stake in Twitter is not as old flingy! I'm honestly kind of terrified right now.
When imbeciles with preferred pronouns in their bios are big mad, you know, it's a good day for the good guys. Others complained about the impact on the company culture. Oh no, not the precious company culture. Culture of what? Weaponized mobs of angry soy jacks and beard splainers, demanding anyone who dares suggest chromosomes exist be publicly humiliated and banned. Swivel on it. Bring back Trump. Make Twitter fun again. Can Elon save Twitter? Surely he's up against a wall of opposition. Maybe, but many of them won't be there for much longer. Twitter CEO Parag Agrawal, the guy who threw free speech under a bus back in 2018, he's gonna be gone soon. Jack Dorsey seems to be on the road to achieving some kind of miraculous escape from perdition to penance. He expressed regret over the weekend for his role in helping giant corporations obtain monopolies over content and speech, and then he welcomed Musk joining the board. Many of the Alphabet people and other adversaries of free speech will, if Elon seizes control, be forced to perform their duty of moral exhibitionist seppuku and quit the company. But the regime won't give up the fight so easily. A condition of Musk being on the board of Twitter is that while he's on it, he's prevented from buying more than 14.9% of the company's stock. That stops him from buying more of the company or the whole thing. But his new position will give him huge influence over Twitter's increasingly draconian rules and content policies. After he asked whether Twitter adhered to free speech, Musk indicated he was giving serious thought to starting a competitor. According to analysis by Bank of America, quote, if Twitter does not agree to modify its content policies in line with Elon's vision, the Tesla founder could pull the trigger on creating a new competitor. Not Truth Social or any other of these naff efforts. One with teeth and mammoth funding. As Zero Hedge summarizes, one thing is clear, the current management team at Twitter, headed by woke CEO Parag Agrawal, is as good as gone. Get woke, go broke in reverse. The mere prospect of Twitter once again becoming a genuine free speech platform is invigorating. Rescued from the pearl-clutching grasp of echo chamber blue check marks. Liberated from abuse by cretinous journalists who weaponized it to ruin people's lives and silence ideological opposition. Freed from the Ministry of Truth fact-checker legacy media industrial complex, who sanitized it by banning anyone interesting and ring-fencing permissible Overton windows of discussion. Emancipated from screeching astroturf hashtag activists and the mob, who manipulated it to dogpile, publicly shame, tar and feather anyone who dared contradict regime narratives. To think that all that malignancy will just vanish overnight is pie in the sky, but there's a real chance of change. Hang on, isn't this all a Trojan horse? How could it be that the richest man in the world isn't in fact part of the regime? It just sounds too good to be true. Well, it is true. I can confirm with 100% certainty that Elon Musk is indeed based. And much to the horror of the woke cretins who have had the run of the social media network for years, Twitter may be about to be based again too. Feels like we're back, boys. Feels like we're back.
There you go. That's the latest from Paul Joseph Watson. You can find that video at Infowars.com/band.video. This is Harrison Smith sitting in momentarily for Alex Jones. We'll go back to an Alex Jones report that he filed from on the road about Joe Rogan and the transgender agenda. Very exciting stuff. I love talking about this all day. I got to be honest. I don't know how Alex Jones does it. I really don't. I've been working here for about 5 years. And it is a weight, man, to have to talk about this every day, to have to focus on this every day. And we have victories, don't get me wrong. But they're always a little bit bittersweet, aren't they? Like, especially now with all the talk about transgenderism in the news, people waking up to the, well, cult indoctrination that our children are subjected to in public schools. It's like, on one hand, it's like, good, yes, wake up to this. Realize what's going on. Hopefully now you can take that next step into understanding that this isn't a simple or momentary aberration, but is part of a much larger plan of dehumanization as part of depopulation. Like, hopefully you can take that next step. So it's good people are understanding what's going on now. The bad news is that it's been going on for years and nobody seemed to care. I mean, how many years have we shown videos of Drag Queen Story Hour? And that happened in, what, 2016 at the latest? We were the only outlet talking about it. We were the only ones going, yeah, this is weird. This is creepy when you have a man with a beard in a see-through dress twerking for a child. There's something weird about this, in our opinion. It's strange. And the drag queen stuff is especially strange because it doesn't even have the cover of transgenderism, right? Transgenderism, you could at least claim, if you wanted to, that there was some sort of, you know, something going on in the mind. Oh, I'm not the gender I was born as. But drag queens, they're just men. They know they're men. They're not pretending to be women. They're dressing up like women for sexual gratification. Like, it's really not that complicated. So we were talking about this forever. So it's always bittersweet. It's always like, good, yes, you're waking up to this. Fantastic. But at the same time, where the heck were you? Why did it take you this long? You understand that if we had stopped this 5 years ago, it would have never gotten to this point. And that because you ignored us, because you rolled your eyes, because you had this pathological altruism of, oh, well, they just want to be themselves, and you allowed the predators to target your children, now we got a lot of reversal to do, a lot of pushback to get into. And I'll talk about in the next segment some of the calls I got this morning on American Journal, the show that I host from 8 to 11 every weekday morning here on Infowars.com. We are a call-in show primarily, and the last two or three calls that we got are really stuck in my mind because it's more widespread than you would think, the way that the state law enforcement apparatus is cooperating and working hand-in-hand with the public school system to enforce transgenderism. I mean, it's cult indoctrination at the start, but the enforcement arm of this cult is the Child Protective Services, and it's pretty horrific. And I'll read some stories and tell you about one of the callers that we had that herself got CPS called on her. They tried to take her children away for simply asking questions to the elementary school about what her son was being taught. And this is all happening at an incredibly rapid rate and across the world in a coordinated and designed manner to bring about their ultimate goal, which is total subjugation of all of humanity under a single globalist superstate. Are we starting to get that now, or is it going to be like once the Antichrist is on his throne and everybody's pledging allegiance that the rest of the world goes, well, this is kind of weird. I didn't expect it to get to this point. Well, why not? What's going to stop it? They're not going to stop themselves. You have to stop them. It's the only way. And we'll talk about how on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
We are only offering 3 coins in the series. The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022, is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So, Go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future, thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Harrison Smith sitting in for Alex, who is on the road right now. We'll be hearing a report from Alex in the next segment about Joe Rogan and Leah Thomas. And I guess that's just our lot in life now, is we're just going to have to talk about transgenderism all day, every day, until we sort things out and get back to some semblance of normalcy. We'll take on that burden. We'll keep talking about it. We have for years, and now apparently everybody else is waking up to what's really going on. The full-on cult indoctrination taking place in our public schools with using Child Protective Services as the enforcement arm of this bizarre religious ideology. You know, in that last segment, just as a quick little segue, quick little note, Paul Joseph Watson said that Elon Musk is based, and I'd have to agree, overall. But then, of course, anytime I mention Elon Musk on something like Twitter, I'll get responses of people going, how could he possibly be based? He's a globalist that wants to put a microchip in your head. It's like, yeah, that's true. Actually, that's really creepy and weird. And the Neuralink brain interface, I mean, that is the ultimate goal of the globalist. So how based is he really? And what you realize is that we're just so desperate, hungry, famished for just a modicum, just an iota, just a tiny, tiny amount of logic and sense, and not just openly despising humanity or nature, that we just latch onto it. We're just like, oh my God, yes, he knows that men are men and women are women. He's based. He's a genius. Make him president. It's like, that's how hungry we are. That's how rare it is to see a public figure that isn't, you know, openly trying to enslave us. You know, compare Elon Musk to Bill Gates. Yeah, he's pretty based. But then at the same time, he's trying to implant chips in your head. So, you know, it goes back and forth. But again, we've gone so far as a society and as a civilization that we're just, anybody that offers us just the slightest bit of common sense, we flock to, because we can't help it, because they're the only options out there. It's such a rare thing these days. And this, the transgender stuff is just flouting reality in the most egregious way. And I covered this story really extensively on American Journal this morning, but it's called Trans Tyranny in Public Schools, Chronicle Magazines by Pedro Gonzalez. And the story that it tells is horrific, harrowing even. It's essentially parents who found out, you know, their kid was just acting kind of strange, being distant, not telling them what was going on, wanted to go see a therapist, and so they sent her to a therapist, not really sure what her issue was. And what they found out is that she had been secretly transitioned to a boy by her school, who were calling her a boy and letting her live as a boy without telling the parents. And so this family decided to homeschool the kid, which again is like, it's such a burden, homeschooling. Like, really, we don't have the right to have free schooling as our birthright. As citizens of this country, we have to forego that. We have to take that burden on for ourselves, the financial burden, or the burden of, you know, having to do all the work and you know, not able to have a job because you have to spend all day every day teaching your kids. Like, that's a burden that people take on, and I totally get why. Obviously, if your kid is being indoctrinated into a cult in school, you don't want to send them there. At the same time, it's just not fair. It's just not fair that people have to take it on themselves, but they do. They take the daughter out of school and away from the groomers. And what happens? They get the Department of Family Services called on them, CPS, Texas's version of CPS, called DFPS, Department of Family and Protective Services. And you think this would be something outrageous and rare, that you take your kid out of homeschool and you get somebody calling CPS to take your child away from you, saying that you are abusive. But it gets worse. It gets worse because the suspicion is that it was the very teachers and counselors who took advantage of a mentally ill child to transition them who are the ones that, it looks like, called CPS. The daughter who they're calling Jane, because also they can't use real names in this, right? This article, they call the dad John and they call the daughter Jane. It's not their real names, but we live in a terrorist state where if you are public about your opposition to, you know, castrating children or chemically sterilizing young girls, then you may, you know, be attacked by the brown shirts. So they have to hide their name, and they say, Jane remembered a counselor asking her leading questions, including whether she'd been denied medical care. Jane mentioned that at a routine health checkup, her parents had declined a doctor's suggestion to put her on antidepressants, saying they had enrolled her in mental health therapy instead. The counselor also asked about her living situation, including, oddly, about her house's security system. John and his daughter realized together that the leading conversations he had with the guidance counselor seemed to inform the allegations of child abuse, and that he had made erroneous assumptions that the security system was some kind of device to keep Jane locked up. They suspect a teacher at the school may have been involved as well and may have filed one of the abuse reports. There were multiple abuse reports. So these people transition the kid without telling the parents, hide it from the parents. Then when the parent finds out and takes the kid out of the school, they call CPS to get the kid taken away. And they do it by using the information that they have access to as authorities in this kid's school. And one of them denied medical care for refusing to go on antidepressants. Is it starting to make sense what a horrific nightmare parents are in these days? And this is happening across the country, because then we got a caller from Minneapolis, Minnesota, who said exactly the same thing had happened to her, but even more intensely. She had a kid who kept getting sent home because there would be COVID, you know, 2 week, whatever COVID, they'd send the kid home for 2 weeks. And so she was looking at, you know, his homework and wanted to call the school and ask about the stuff he was being taught. And simply the act of asking this question, suddenly she had a CPS report filed on her. And she said, you know, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing when you get a CPS report filed on you. You feel like a bad parent. So she didn't really talk to anybody about it until one day she brought it up to a complete stranger. Apparently she was waiting at the bus and just brought up that this has happened to her. And that stranger at the bus said, this happened to me too. It happened to them too. And it was the same social worker who at their school district had filed reports with CPS. So now there's a file on them, right? And now they're under surveillance, and now they have to be squeaky clean, or else their child will be taken away from them and sent God knows where. Some foster family at best, right? So this is the public school system actually working hand in hand with CPS to try to take children away from people who speak up against their brainwashing of their children. It's almost unimaginable until you realize these people are sick and they're evil. And they're doing everything they can to destroy the family and destroy any connection to reality so they can build a false reality that they control and can enslave you through their biotechnocratic financial tyranny. It literally is as simple as that. And if you don't get it, I'm sorry. I don't know how to explain it to you more deeply than that. Because it really is that simple, and it really is that insane. But again, you can sit there and tell these people, hey, you know, this destroyed my family. This ruined my child's mental health. This permanently disfigured my child physically. This has been painful and horrific. And you know what they'll do? They'll call CPS on you, and they'll laugh in your face, and they'll call you a bigot for opposing them. Because then we had another caller who said he talked to the chief of police in Washington, D.C. about the story of the 5 post-birth abortions that were discovered. And he said he gave her a little piece of his mind. He said, you know, if you people are in favor of this, you're demons. You people are demons. And, of course, the woman laughs at him, right? Because it's funny to care about newborn babies being murdered. Like, I know it's hard to understand for most Americans. I know that you're a good person and you don't want to believe that other people can shut their hearts off to humanity like that. But this is the point of the program. The point is to turn people into little cult leader monsters who will slit your throat with a smile because they've been told they're on the good side. They're on the right side of history, and you are just a road bump on the road to progress. They're dehumanizing everybody in every way possible. We'll be back on the other side with a report by Alex Jones. Stay with us, folks.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
From the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Bad news travels like wildfire. Good news.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Alex Jones Show. We're going to go back to the live transmission here in a moment, all the latest breaking news and information. But first, I wanted to salute my old friend Joe Rogan for standing up against the transhumanist mafia that is using the whole transgender movement as its pretext to destroy the two genders and set up their scientific dictatorship. And I always preface this with no hatred towards adults who have chosen to change their bodies or do something. They have free will, and that is their body to do with as they wish. But we shouldn't have to pay for it, and we shouldn't have our children targeted with it. All right? If you want to have your genitals removed, that is your business. Just don't try to brainwash children into doing it. So Joe has come out and stirred new controversy by saying that trans NCAA champ swimmer Leah Thomas is an assault on women's sports. And all the usual suspects are demonizing him for simply calling out the fact that the emperor is wearing no clothes.
Yeah. What it is now is not good. What it is now is assault on women's sports. And the idea that anybody would think it's fair that someone who is number 462 as a man, 462 in the nation, is number one as a woman a year later.
Yeah.
And that's fair.
You don't think maybe it was her passion for swimming that got her to number one?
Could be. She's just an amazing woman.
Or a change in diet?
Could be.
Could be that.
Could be.
Yeah.
Just maybe just becoming her true self.
I can't think of any other factor it could be. I'm just going passion for swimming.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. You're probably right. But that might be the woke straw that breaks the society's camel back.
You're starting to see a lot of those now.
Women are so frustrated because or parents, if your daughter is competing and they're competing against a trans woman, it's not fair. It's just not fair, no matter what anybody says. There's this nonsense idea of like, well, there's outliers. There's outliers, and then there's biological males.
Right.
That's beyond outliers.
There's always exceptions. The ancient Greeks used to say there's no rule without an exception, but you can't define what it is based on the exceptions.
Well, it's interesting because in all other aspects of society, it's pretty much a given that, you know, a person can become trans and change their name, and we're all pretty accepting of it. Where people have the most pushback is in sports.
Right.
Athletic competition. That's where the real pushback is.
Right.
This is clearly not fair. There's a reason why we have a distinction between men and women's sports.
And it's ironic because the people on that side usually always champion equality and nobody having an advantage, and, you know, the people who are maybe disenfranchised or less capable should have an equal opportunity. And by throwing someone like Leah Thomas in there, you're kind of, that's the opposite of that.
I think it's also probably terrible for the whole trans movement because it makes people more cynical about what the positive aspects of it are, and it makes people more, less likely to accept it because they think of trans people and trans rights, and they connect it to this athletic thing.
That's a great point. Yeah,
it's probably making people more distrustful or more upset or less accepting.
Why is telling the truth now an assault on, quote, trans people? It's not. The assault is on women's sports. The assault is an attempted corporate takeover of the biological mechanisms of humans. That's their stated goal. They want to not just turn all the crops into GMO systems that can't reproduce without laboratory conditions with their Terminator genes. They want to do it with humans. That's the admitted holy grail. And if you go listen to Klaus Schwab or Harari or all these other globalists, they're saying the end of humans is now. The post-human world is here. Your free will is over.
So far, it's corporations and governments collecting data about where we go, who we meet, what movies we watch. The next phase is the surveillance going under our skin. Whole idea that humans have, you know, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will, that's over. We have the technology to hack human beings on a massive scale. New surveillance technologies that are now deployed just to deal with this coronavirus outbreak. When it's over, some governments may say, yes, but there is a second wave of corona coming, so we have to be prepared. And there is Ebola, and there is also regular flu. Why not protect people against that too, with this new surveillance system? So the tendency would be to prolong it indefinitely. Also, it's the moment when surveillance goes really under the skin. Governments are now not just interested in where we go and who we meet, but even in what's happening inside our bodies.
You see, this is a declaration of war against humanity. And the Tavistock Institute and all the big tech companies that are pushing transgenderism admit that once you accept a man being a woman and a woman being a man, you'll accept babies being grown in pods. You'll accept human-animal hybrids. You'll accept humanoid clones that aren't really human, but don't have rights, but are indistinguishable from humans. This is the future. This is how, in the name of civil rights, the globalists are bringing in a system that takes all of our rights away and turns us into a big corporate commodity. All right, I'm going to hand the baton back to the crew and the great live transmission in Austin, Texas. I just want to remind everybody that InfoWars is literally the front line of fighting for humanity. InfoWars is the heart of the brain trust that understands the enemy's operations. And that means you're at the very heart of that as well. So that's why I always want to take out time to thank you all and to ask you to pray for us and to ask you to spread the articles and videos like never before. and to ask you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and to support the broadcast. We are in the thick of the fight. We've never been under so much attack because we've never been so effective. Three things I want to tell you about. All the T-shirts and apparel and flags and everything is being sold at cost. Total blowout sale. None of these designs that we've made over 20-plus years will ever come back. They're all limited edition now because it's all ending. You got to get the funds in. You may still have some T-shirts in the future, but they'll be limited edition as well, only three or four designs at a time. So all the old designs are gone. You want to get them now and support the InfoWar. Here's your chance, InfoWarStore.com. Pollen Block for seasonal discomfort and allergies, all natural, works really, really great. People love it. It's back in stock, sold out for a year. It's 40% off. And we've only got to the weekend to get Vaso Beach and Biotree Selenium for 40% off. That sale is going to be ending in 3 or 4 days. And then on top of that, we will sell out at current sales rates of the 1776 coin by Friday or Saturday. It's part two in a three-part series, 1776coin.com or InfoWarStore.com, and follow that link to PatriotCollectibles.com. And you can find those and the markup in the coin, funds keeping us on the air, and everybody that gives us their email will be a founding member if we're able to stay on air and launch some new stuff, which we probably will. We're going to try our hardest, but we need the funds. You'll be part of something really special being a founding member, so don't miss out on this. It's only three coins in the series. We're about to sell out of the second coin of the series. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support and your prayers. Back to the live broadcast.
All right, so that was Alex Jones. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for Alex Jones here. I'll be hitting the road, though, and handing it over to Robert Barnes for the 12 o'clock hour. The 1 o'clock hour will be hosted by Mike Adams, and the 4th hour host will be Kate Daly. So stay tuned for that incredible news coming up. And, you know, if you're a regular InfoWars viewer, you probably recognize, because I know I have, even just the way Alex talks about the survival of InfoWars now has changed a little bit, hasn't it? It's because we are facing threats like we never have before, and our survival really is up in the air, and it's entirely up to you. And we really do appreciate you going to InfoWarsStore.com and taking advantage of the massive sales. I mean, just the T-shirts alone, or the hats. There's the Save the Frog hats that we were selling for $35. It's like $8 now. I mean, that's a steal, folks. And the T-shirts, the hats, everything is made of the highest quality. I can tell you personally, the only time I ever bought anything from InfoWars before I worked here was the 1776 T-shirt that I still wear to this day. So 6 years on, there's not a hole in it. The color isn't faded. It's really just gotten softer. And so the stuff that you're getting, just like our supplements, just like our information, it's the real deal, and it will last a very long time. And, of course, best of all, it portrays your love of country and your hatred of the globalists. We don't hate them. We just want them to go away. That's all. So please do support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com. And actually, I had a caller in American Journal today that was telling a story about how he had his card declined at a gas station, but he was wearing an InfoWars shirt, and the two guys behind him were both like, well, we love that shirt. We're gonna pay your bill for you. So who knows what wonderful things will happen to you when you walk around wearing an InfoWars shirt, but you're bound to meet more friends than enemies, and now's the best time ever to support us, InfoWarsStore.com. Get some T-shirts while you're there. Buy some supplements. Just help us out, because we're fighting, and we promise not to stop as long as we can.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.